get to say that now. I'll say that again. I'm Brandy S. I'm a recovered controller fixer, chaos creator. And thank you so much, Andy, for hosting the meeting and Jeff for giving me an opportunity to do service. Really appreciate it. And if anybody's new here, you're in the right place. Just keep coming back. And just keep coming back with an open heart and open mind. So I want to start first with the set aside prayer. God, enable me to set aside everything I think I know about this program, about the 12 steps, about my disease, addiction, and my healing for an open mind, an open heart, and a God experience. Help me see the truth about this program, step two, and what it is you'd have me be. So for those of you that are interested and are new, the steps are listed on page 59. And when it comes to step two, it's found in the We Agnostics chapter, which is page 44 through 57. So we'll be kind of running through some of those pages. I'm not really sure. We'll see what God has for us as far as how far we go and what that looks like. Okay, so step two, came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. So at this point in the BBA program, I spent the first 10 weeks truly taking a look at myself and my behaviors and truly seeing how in step one, I am powerless over, for me, controlling, fixing, chaos creating, insert whatever symptom, you know, they all have the same problem, a spiritual malady with the same solution, a spiritual solution. So for me, you know, at step one, I've come to believe that, or I've come to realize that I'm powerless over control of fixing chaos creating and that my life had become unmanageable. So after that rough 10 weeks, I'm primed. I'm like ready to begin to come to believe that only a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. So when I was working the program, I remember being like, there's got to be something greater than me because this ain't working. Like, this ain't working. What I do just is not working. My will, you know, is not working. It's got to be a power greater than me. So coming to step two, like step one, the way BBA had me work it really helped prime me for step two. And so those 10 weeks were the key to like, to really coming to step two. And what I'm finding is continuing to come to believe on a deeper and deeper level as I work the program. So it's not like I just come to believe in this. My experience is like, not that I'd come to believe in this power. It's that I start to discover more about this power greater than me as I work this program more and more. And I came into the program with, you know, what I would have said, a person with faith. And I would have said, oh, I'm not an agnostic, but that's not true. I wasn't bringing in God into every aspect of my life. I had periods. And so in step two, I get to look at like, where am I agnostic in my life? And what I realized is that there was parts of my, my work, like, in helping others that I always knew that that was God doing the work, not me. But when it came to relationships, Oh, no. That was all Brandy's will. That's where I was agnostic. Like I wasn't bringing God into my life in my relationships and in every aspect. And actually what I'm finding even more detailed is it's like the little mundane things. I don't bring God into my thinking. I have to stop and ask God in because that's really where I get in trouble is my thinking and obsessing and like planning. I can go into a whole spiral that way. So on page 44, paragraph one, I just want to read a couple of little things and talk about them. So in the bottom of that paragraph, it says, only a spiritual experience will conquer. So it says, if that be the case, so, you know, if we've realized that I can't control my controlling fixing, I can't control if you're a food, you know, food person or alcohol, whatever the symptom is, I can't control that. And if that's the case, and I've come to realize that, then I may be suffering from an illness, which only a spiritual experience will conquer. And so what's great is these 12 steps take us through the process of finding our own inner spiritual experience. And so on page 44, paragraph three, it says, at first, this is one of my favorite, one of my parts I like, at first, some of us tried to avoid the issue, hoping against hope that we were not truly, for me, a chaos creator, controller fixer. But after a while, we had to face the fact that I must find a spiritual basis of life or else. And here we end up going down that I'm going to suffer, you know, a spiritual death, basically, or an alcoholic death, or a controller fixer death, where I just go to the grave with all of these anger and resentment in my body. What I love about this, though, is that it says a spiritual basis of life. It doesn't say a spiritual basis of like one part of not drinking, of not eating, of not controlling. No, it says of life. And so that part, I'm finding that's what I'm working through right now. It's like, how do I have a spiritual basis in every aspect of, like, I'm a single mom. So how do I have a spiritual basis of the 20 things I have to get done through the week for my daughter, for our household, you know, to have a clean home and food. And then, you know, how do I have a spiritual basis when I'm working, and how do I balance that? And where is it that something has to drop? Because the reality is I can't do it all. That's the reality. And so, you know, it's been great in this program in finding God and being able to tap into that connection and realize that it's not all a number one priority. Not all 20 things on the list have to happen today. So it's funny. I when I first started the program, I was like, how am I ever, because I get adrenaline out of to-do list and pushing myself to do something. Like I get kicks out of adrenaline out of just stressing myself out. Like you got to do 10 more things and you have to, like, Brandy on Brandy's self-will runs really fast. And I'm sorry, I'm going to try to speak slower, Matea. I speak fast in general, but, you know, Brandy on her self-will, she will just run things ragged, and I'll run things fast. I'll overcommit, and all of it's a priority. It's all key number one. None of it can drop. All the plates have to keep spinning. And so what I really love when I find this, like, spiritual basis of life, and in this process of giving myself over to it, finding that there's a power greater than me, I realize that some of those plates may not be my plates to spin. Like, there's someone else's plates, and, or maybe now is not the time for me to hold that plate. I have a couple things on my plate right now that I'm just like, that needs to wait. Like, it just needs to wait. It's not, God has told me in meditation, like, it's just not the priority right now. And by doing that, my life has just become so much more peaceful. And, like, I can handle harder things that are coming at me. I have a bunch of medical tests coming at me right now for me. And I would have just been spinning before, but I know God's handling it, and he's handing me the right providers, and I'm just going to do the next step. And, like, that peace never existed before this program. So that is because that there is a spiritual basis of life happening now for me. All right. And then paragraph 3 on page 44, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So if a mere code of morals, I love this part. If a mere quote code of morals or better philosophy of life were sufficient to overcome controlling, fixing, chaos, creating, put it, insert your addiction. I would have recovered a long time ago, right? Like, I have been seeking healing for so long. I loved in step one, when we do all these things, like, what have you done that's on your self-will? You can name the list of all the self-help stuff and all the counseling and, you know, all the different healings we've tried, and all the, like, attempts at being virtuous and following these moral values. And just, like, I loved a counselor once said, well, just stop it. Just say, stop it. And I was like, well, if it was that effing easy, I would have already stopped it a long time ago. Like, I don't have that control at all. So I love that, like, in this book, it tells me, it's like, of course, there's all these other people have had the same experience where, like, they don't have control. And if they wanted to be a good person and act right and act justly, or just stop doing the thing that's harming them, then they would have a long time ago. And we can't. And so here we realize that, you know, there, again, we have to have a power greater than us. Then let's see, page 45, paragraph 1, beginning of paragraph 2. Okay. Yeah. So here we notice, you know, they say lack of power. That's my dilemma. So, like, all this controlling I was trying to do, controlling myself, controlling my healing, controlling my attempts at being a good person, I would just white knuckle life. But the thing is that my energy never actually matched what I'd be, like I would be saying the right thing, but it was like my energy never actually matched it. And internally, I was just dying. I was getting disconnected from both the person in front of me, myself, and the world and God. So luckily, since working this program, I found differently. I found a relief. So I'm going to move forward. Page 46, paragraph one. In here, full paragraph one. It says here, this is the part that I love, is that we found that as soon as we were able to lay aside our prejudice and express even a willingness. So what I love about this program is that, and what God tells us also, is that we don't have to like be like, yeah, there's a God. Yes, there's a power greater than me, whatever you want to use for that word. And in this book, it says we don't have to have the power that someone's told us. We can have a God of our own creation. And but all I have to have is the willingness. And that's really the key. And that's what I'm finding is that when I work this program and I go through the steps and I've gone through as BBA has walked us through it, all I needed was the willingness. And all of a sudden, it's almost like I knocked on the door and God, my higher power, God came to me. God met me. He just wanted me to be, let him know that I was there, right? Like I willingness to show up, willingness to do my morning meditation, willingness to do the evening review, willingness to come back and work inventory, willingness to go through the steps every day, you know, work step 10 every day. Just by showing the willingness, God starts to show miracles in our lives. And that is actually also further down, I think on page, 55. Yeah. So here it talks about, it's on the very, very end, on the very last page, at the very end of this chapter in page 57. It talks about circumstances made him willing to believe. So what I realized is when I looked at my life, run on Brandy's self-will, I was spinning like crazy. I was not the mom I wanted to be. I was taking on too much work and giving everyone what I felt was the best I could do, but in real time was only half measures, really. And I was dying on the inside. I was a mess. I was having trouble sleeping. My adrenaline and literally my cortisol levels were out the roof. My health was failing because of that. And now in working this program, I showed the willingness. And so those circumstances led me to realize that my life run on Brandy's will, it doesn't work. It creates chaos and it creates confusion. And, it is not flowing. It's not flowing. It's like trying to be a salmon jumping upstream. And so once I've had that experience and I realized I've gone through that experience, and now I realize that there's gotta be a power greater than me to do this, because I can't do this on my own. And so he has come to all of us and on it. Okay. So also the next part of that page 57 is that it says in here, some of us grow into it more slowly than others, but he has come to all who have honestly sought him. All who have honestly sought him. And so earlier in the book, and I was going to go through it, but it talks about faith and how through this process to step two, we actually grow faith. And it is in faith that we start to find this power greater than us. And the more I rely on God, the more reliable he becomes. That is my experience. Like the more willingness I have, the more God shows up in my life, and it shows up in miraculous ways where like all of a sudden I'm at the right doctor who has the right answer, who's asking for the right test. And, or my daughter's like whole school experience just flows and everything happens the way it should. It's a miracle, because when I get out of the way and I ask my higher power to come into my life, and I ask him in every aspect of my life, and I keep that connection going, I find a level of peace and serenity I've never experienced before. And things flow in my life in a way that I've never experienced before either. And so the key that I found through step two is that there is a power greater than me. It's the only way that I can actually do life, because I don't do life well on my own will. I actually disconnect from lots of things in my attempt to connect them on my will. And when I show up with God, I actually find deeper relationships, deeper connections. I find my life is flowing, and I find a peace in times of turmoil that I never would have had before. And what I think has really been amazing is just this idea, what I'm finding as working the program and doing this, you know, just doing the daily routine of it. As I rely on God, he becomes more reliable, and he shows up in miraculous ways that I never could have planned or expected. Be it, you know, the T-Mobile people calling me saying, "Hey, is there anything we can do for you? We'd love to upgrade you." And they upgrade me just in time for new business to come in. I never would have planned that or known that, right? Like, there's just so many little aspects in my life that just get bigger and bigger as I become more reliant on God. And what I love about this program is that it's a God-reliant program. It's a higher power reliant program, and it's teaching me to get out of the way. So that's all I have for step two. I hope that that got something out of it. So thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Brandy.